if the Lord would help me for just a little while, I'd like to preach on this thought, singing in the cave. Singing in the cave. And I'll show you what I mean as the message goes on. Singing in the cave. It's amazing as we look at David's life and we see that in 1063, he was anointed by Samuel to be the captain of God's people, to be the king of his people. You well remember that account. When Samuel showed up at the house of Jesse, uncorked the horn of oil and poured it over his head. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And David, God's man, listen, was anointed to be the king there in 1063 or roundabout. But we find that just a year later, in about 1062, just 1 year later, we find David in another place. Not sitting in the palace, but he's in the cave of Adullam. About just a year later, after he was anointed to be the king, as that oil was poured out over his head and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, 1 year later, we find him in the cave of Adullam running for his life. And it's here in the cave of Adullam that he writes this beautiful psalm. Many of David's psalms were written in the cave. And it was in the cave that he writes Psalm 57. And it would be another 6 years later before David would be anointed again to be the king of Judah. And another 7.5 years after that before he became the king over all Israel. Someone saying, preacher, what are you trying to say? Well, I'm trying to tell you, even though he was anointed to be the king, even though the promise of the palace was just ahead of him, he had to spend some time in the cave. He had to spend some time in the cave. Even though the promise of the palace was his and it was just ahead, he still had to spend a little time in the cave. And there might be somebody here tonight that if you was to be honest, you'd say, preacher, while I'm waiting for the promise to come, I feel like I'm in the cave tonight. Hey, listen, David knew what it was to be in the cave. It was in the cave that he began to tell about the storms that he was going through. Notice in verse 1 what he said. He called what he was facing calamities. And verse 1, all the storms that David was facing. In the Hebrew, that word calamity is the word havah. And it means ruin, mischief, and a noisome thing. David faced some storms while he was in the cave. He didn't just face the storms, but he faced those that would swallow him up. Notice what he says in verse 3. He talks about those that would swallow him up. That word swallow in the Hebrew is the word sha'ath. And it means to inhale eagerly and to be angry. Oh, listen, if Saul could have got his claws on David, he would have chewed him up and spit him out. Not only was David facing some storms, but he was facing those that would swallow him up. And listen, he talked about in the cave, he talked about their savagery. Their savagery. Look in verse 4 how he describes them. He describes them as though they were lions. And he said their teeth are like spears and arrows, and their tongue was like a sharp sword. Oh, he spoke about their savagery. Not only the storms and those that would swallow him up and their savagery, but notice he talked about the snares that they laid out for him in verse 6. Oh, listen, he says in verse 6 that they have digged a pit before me. Hey, listen, and he talked about they had prepared a net for my steps. So it was here in the cave of Adullam. Hey, listen, where just a year ago David had been anointed to be the king. Oh, listen, it was in the cave of Adullam that the promise of the palace seemed so far away as he began to talk about the storms. And he talked about those that would swallow him up. And he talked about their savagery. And he talked about the snares that they had laid out for him And maybe tonight there's somebody sitting on a padded pew at Rubyville Community Church tonight that maybe, just maybe, you feel like David of old. You feel like tonight you're in the cave. Oh, listen, God's been good to you, and God has blessed you, and God has done some things for you. But listen, if you were to be honest, you'd say, preacher, tonight I'm going through a storm. I'm fighting a battle. I'm walking through a valley. I'm carrying a burden. Preacher, if I was to be honest with you, I am going through a rough time. I feel like David of old, and I'm in the cave. And it would almost seem out of place by the time we get to verse 7 that we see something else. As David has talked about the storms and those that would swallow him and their savagery and snares, in verse 7 we notice something different. We see David beginning to sing. Woo! Business is about to pick up. Amen. Because brother David begins to sing in the cave. Listen, he begins to sing. Notice what he says in verses 7 through 11. I'll not read it all. Let me just read verse 7 to you. He said, my heart is fixed, O God. Woo! My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Oh, listen, that word fixed in the Hebrew is the word koon, K-O-O-N. And it means established. It means prepared. It means appointed. David said, yes, I may be in a cave. Yes, I may be going through some storms. Yes, the enemy may want to swallow me up. Yea, they're like savage lions. Yea, they have laid out some snares for me. But in verses 7 through 11, David said, I've got something to sing about anyway. He said, I could just sing unto the Lord. I've got something to sing about. Hey, listen, brother, even though the promise of the palace seemed so far away, even though the enemy was pursuing him, David was prepared to praise the Lord and sing unto him. Brother, I'm telling you, David was singing in the cave. David was singing in the cave. Thank you, brother. As someone said, preacher, well, what did David have to sing about? Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I want to go through and just share a few things with you of why David could sing in the cave. I want to tell you why he was prepared to praise in the cave, even though the promise of the palace seemed so far away, even though the enemy was pursuing him. He had something to praise God about. Hey, listen, you may be going through a time tonight, the enemy may be coming at you with all that he's got. You may feel like he's beat on you, that he's trying to tear you apart and tear you to pieces. But tonight I hope you can leave here with a song in your heart, a skip in your step, and joy in your soul, saying, I may be in a cave tonight, but I still got something to praise the Lord for. I still got something to shout about. I still got something to sing glory about. I can still praise him and lift up his name. He is still worthy. He is still worthy. He is still worthy to be praised. Sing it in the cave. Someone said, preacher, why can I sing in the cave? Well, I'll tell you why David could sing. Number one, because of protection. David could sing in the cave because of protection. Notice what he said in verse 1. At the end of that verse, he said, well, he talked about God being his refuge. Oh, he said, listen, he said, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. You know why David could sing praises to God even though he was in the cave? Because of God's protection. Amen. David said in Psalm 46, he said, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, how many of you tonight can say, oh, he's been my refuge in the storm. He has been my protector. He has kept me in the palm of his hand. Oh, yes, listen. And Psalm, 1 Samuel 23 and 14, the Bible said Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hands. Woo! How many times? Hey, listen, as he protected you, he's kept his hand upon you when the enemy, when the the enemy was coming in on every side. If he could have just got his claws on you, just like David of old said, he was like a roaring lion. He would have tore you to pieces. But oh, how many times God just delivered David out of his trouble and took him out of the hands of the enemy. Oh, I don't know about you, but I may be in a cave tonight, but I can praise him because of his protection. God's been good to me. Oh, so many times he's delivered me out of trouble and he brought me up out of the hand of the enemy. Thank God for his protection tonight. Oh, I'm glad what God told the old prophet Isaiah. He said, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help you. Yea, I will strengthen you. Yea, I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Bless God, when the enemy's coming in on every side, ain't no place I'd rather be than in the palm of his mighty hand, knowing that I serve a God who has protected me from the hand of the enemy. Woo! Singing in the cave. Why else could David sing in the cave? Not only because of protection, David could sing in the cave because of God's performing. Woo! Notice what he said in verse 2. He said, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Who that word performeth in the Hebrew, I love it. It is the word gomar. And you know what it means? It means to complete. And it means to perfect. Ooh, 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 ooh. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad David could sing in the cave because of his performing. You remember what Paul told the church at Philippi in Philippians 1 and 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work in you will perform it. Woo! He will perform it. He will perform it. He will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. No wonder why Paul began to write in Romans chapter 4 and verse 21 and spoke about the old patriarch Abraham and said, listen, that he was persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. You know why you and I can sing in the cave? Because David said he said he will perform all things unto me. Amen, brother, concerning him. You know what, brother, I'm telling you, God ain't brought you this far to let you go now. He ain't brought you this far to let you fall by the wayside. He ain't brought you this far to give up on you, to let you slide. He ain't brought you this far to let you stumble. Thank God, I'm glad Jude said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and able to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God our Savior, to whom be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. You know what? God will finish what he started. Amen. David could sing in the cave because of God's performing. Hey, if I was left to myself, Brother Brian, I couldn't make it. If it was left up to me, I'd fell by the wayside a long time ago. But David said, oh, he said, God performeth all things for me. He will finish it. He'll complete it. He'll perfect it. Praise God, David was in a cave. Enemy was coming at him every day. Woo, he was facing calamities. Amen, they laid out pits for him. And they dug a snare for him. But David could do some singing in the cave. Amen. Why? Because of God's protection. And number two, because of God's performing. But number three, he could sing in the cave because of God's preservation. Notice what he said in verse 3. Oh, thank God. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Oh, listen, that word save is the word yasha in the Hebrew. And it means to deliver. It means to help. It means to preserve. It means to rescue. It means to get victory.
Woo! Let me give that list to you again in case you missed it. It means to deliver. It means to help. It means to preserve. It means to rescue. It means to get victory. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for a God who can save, a God who can preserve, a God who can help, a God who can give victory. David said, I can sing all day long in the cave because of his preservation, because I have a God who, Yahshua, he has saved me. He has saved me from them that would swallow me up. Thank God. And you know what he compared his enemy to? He compared him to a lion. He said, they're like a bunch of lions. Oh, their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongue is like a sharp sword. But David said, I'm going to sing anyway because God's going to save me. You ask Daniel if God could save from the lion. When that king came and said, oh, Daniel, is the God that you serve continually able to deliver you out of the mouth of the lions? Oh, he said, king, live forever. The God that I serve sent an angel and he closed the mouth of the lions and they've done me no hurt. You ask Paul about being delivered from the mouth of the lion in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said God had saved him out of the mouth of lions. Listen, friend, there's a real lion. He wants to destroy you and me, but thank God for one that can preserve you, that can rescue you, that can help you and give you victory. Thank God. David said, I could sing because he has preserved me from the enemy. Woo, I'm preaching better than some of y'all are acting tonight. Oh, David could sing. David could sing because of God's protection, because of God's performing and God's preservation. But listen, he could sing because God was praiseworthy. He could sing because God was praiseworthy. Notice in verse 5 what he said. He said, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. That word exalted in the Hebrew is the word room, R-O-O-M. And it means to be raised, to be exalted, to be lifted up. I don't know about you, but regardless of what you and I are going through, regardless of the cave that we're in tonight, he is still worthy to be exalted. He is still worthy to be praised. He is still worthy to be lifted up. Hey, someone said, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. That don't change who he is. And that don't change what he's done. He is worthy. He is worthy. Regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your situation, bless God, he is worthy to be praised. He is praiseworthy. God's been too good to me for me to sit silent. Brother, he delivered me. He has saved me. He has kept me. And brother, one of these days, he's going to get me home to glory. He is worthy to be praised here tonight. Woo, he's worthy. Now listen. Listen, David was still facing a real enemy. David was still going through a bad time. But as David sat in the cave of Adullam and began to talk about how good God had been to him, I believe his mind must have went back, Pastor Cal, about a year before, where just 2 miles down the road, in a little place called Elah. Woo! In a little place called Elah. Just 1 year before, amen, David marched out on the battlefield and looked up at a giant that would have been impossible for him to defeat. But David said, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And brother, that day God gave him a victory. And I believe as David sat there in the cave of Adullam and thought about his trouble and thought about his calamities and thought about all that was going on, I believe he must have thought back to that day when God brought about a great victory. And I believe he must have lifted his hands and said, God, I'm glad the same one that delivered then can deliver now. The same one that provided then can provide now. The one that made a way then can make a way now. David said, God, I'm going to sing because you're worthy to be exalted. He is praiseworthy. Oh, I believe some of you gray-headed saints can think back to how many times God has done something for you. How he's met a need, how he's answered a prayer, how he's sent a blessing, how he's made a way when there seemed to be no way, how he's opened up rivers in high places, how God, listen, just done for you what nobody else could do. Oh, listen, ain't it good sometimes just to go back through your mind and begin to think about all that God has done? And on the worst of days, brother, there's something begins to swell up inside of you, and there's a song. Listen, I'm glad while we're waiting for joy to come in the morning, God can give you a song in the night and cause you to rejoice and remember of who he is and what he's done. David said, I'm going to sing because he's praiseworthy. Time out. I'm going to do a rabbit run. I guarantee you when Paul and Silas were down in that Philippian jail, beat half to death, Brother Brian, their clothes tore off. Their backs laid wide open, them sitting in a pool of their own blood. They weren't sitting in the Hilton, brother. They were sitting in a Philippian jail. Dark, dank, dreary, damp. Oh, it must have been a horrible place. And somewhere around midnight. Listen. Here's what a lot of folks do. A lot of times, if the atmosphere is right, we'll praise God. I mean, if we've had a good morning. If we didn't quarrel on the way to church, if everything's going our way, everything's going good, oh, we come to church ready to praise God. And we think the atmosphere has to be right for us to praise. But what we don't realize sometimes is that our praise sets the atmosphere. Because I guarantee you, the circumstances that Paul and Silas were in did not warrant them praising God. But you know what? They looked beyond the beating. They looked beyond the blood. They looked beyond, their ill-tempered treatments. Brother, they looked up yonder to the one who is worthy. And somewhere around midnight, hey, Paul said, Silas, why don't you sing? Silas said, Paul, why don't you pray? And they begin to praise him and exalt him and lift him up. And brother, God showed up. And brother, I'm telling you, I'm glad he still inhabits the praises of his people, and I'm glad tonight he is still worthy to be praised. Time in. Amen. He's praiseworthy. Now let me move on, lest you accuse me of being long-winded. Listen, David sung in the cave, listen, because of his promotion. Look here real quickly, if you will, in verse 6. David said, they prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Woo! Hey, listen. I'm glad somewhere around, I believe it's 2 Samuel chapter 3, the Bible said the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker, and David waxed stronger and stronger. Hey, listen, I'm talking about the enemy had dug a pit. The enemy laid out a snare. David said, they meant it for me, but guess what? They fell in it themselves. Hey, David said, I'm going to praise you, God, because of my promotion. Don't that remind you of Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery? Hey, listen, and listen, did all they done to him. You know what Joseph said? He said, they intended it for evil, but God meant it for good. Hey, man, aren't you glad when the enemy lays out a snare for you? Lays out a pit for you. Aren't you glad God could turn your problems into a promotion? I'm glad tonight. Listen, if Joseph would have never wore iron chains of Egypt around his feet, he would have never wore the golden chains around his neck. I'm glad God can turn your sorrow into joy. He can turn your trouble into a triumph. He can turn it, brother, for your good. David said, the enemy meant to take me down, but God was so good to me, he just lifted me up and promoted me, and God blessed me. Hey, friend, I'm glad God is bigger than the enemy tonight, aren't you? David said, I'm going to praise him because of my promotion. One more and I'm done. David said, I'm going to praise him tonight because of his power. Ooh, notice what he says. Notice what he says in verse 8. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. Three times he uses that word awake. It's the word ur in Hebrew. And it simply means this. It means to wake, to lift up, listen, to raise up. Hey, it means to wake up, to lift up, to raise up. To raise up. Awake my glory. That's the word kabod. And it means glory. It means honor. And it means splendor. David said, I can praise him tonight in this cave. I can sing to him even though the promise of the palace seems so far away. I'm stuck in this cave tonight, but I can praise him anyway, brother, because of his power. Woo! You remember in John chapter 14? Hey, listen, the night that Jesus was to be arrested, the day before he was beaten and crucified, he looked at his disciples and he said this, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. You know what he was telling them? You've got a mansion. There's a palace waiting for you. Hey, Jesus promised a palace. But you know what had to happen first? He spent about 3 days in a cave. He didn't have to be there long. He was there for 3 days. But oh, thank God he didn't stay in the cave. Thank God he kicked the back door of death out and got up and said, because I live, you can live also. And listen to what he said. I'm glad. I'm glad for his power, aren't you? I'm glad Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 4, he said to be declared to be the Son of God. Hey, listen, brother, according to the Spirit of holiness, hey, listen, by his power, hey, listen, of the resurrection from the dead. Oh, thank God. I'm glad for his power tonight, aren't you? Because when Jesus got up, hey, listen, awake. Awake my glory. Awake means to raise up. Bless God, when he got up, he said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You may be in a cave tonight, honey. We may be in a cave tonight, but we ain't going to be here long. The promise of the palace is just ahead. The promise of the palace is just ahead. We got to be in the cave for just a little while, but we ain't going to be here long, because one of these days I'm moving on up and I'm going to the palace tonight. Woo! But while I'm here in this low ground of sorrow, while I'm here in the cave, while I'm here in the midst of the storms, and while I'm here in the midst of the one that wants to swallow me up, while I'm here in the midst of the savagery and the snares the enemy's laid out for me, while I'm here in the cave just waiting for the promise of the palace, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have my heart fixed on him. Woo! I'm just going to have my heart fixed on him, and I'm just going to praise him. I'm just going to lift him up, because God's been good, too good to me for me to sit silent. I'm going to sing because of his protection. I'm going to sing because of his performing. I'm going to sing because of his preservation. I'm going to sing because he's praiseworthy. I'm going to sing because of his promotion, and I'm going to sing because of his power. He got up. He left the old cave and he went to the palace. And one day after a while, he's coming back for me and he's coming back for you. And he's going to take you out of the cave and he's going to take you yonder to the palace. And brother, you talk about a time. We'll have a time then. Oh, listen, church, just praise him now. Just praise him now, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. And thank God, aren't you glad we're not going to stay in the cave forever? Amen. Some of y'all are going through some stuff tonight. Listen, I don't pretend to understand all that you're going through. Some of y'all got some bad doctor reports. Some of y'all got some children that are ripping your heart out. Some of y'all are having marital trouble. Some of y'all are having financial trouble. Some of y'all are fighting spiritual battles that maybe nobody knows about. Some of y'all have some real needs that you've been praying about, asking God about, saying, Lord, I need you to show up and I need you to do what only you can do. Some of y'all are going through some stuff tonight. It may be physical, it may be spiritual, it may be emotional, it may be relational, financial, I don't know. But some of y'all are in a cave tonight. But here in a moment, we're going to get a song. And I'm going to ask you to do something that may seem strange to you. If you're here tonight, you got a need. Or you're here tonight and you know of somebody that you love that has a need. I'm going to ask you to do this in just a little while. I'm going to ask you to come. In just a little while, I'm going to ask you to come. And listen, you may say, preacher, all I can see is the storm. All I can see is the savagery of the enemy. All I can see is the snares he's laid out for me. But tonight I'm going to ask you to get your eyes on the Savior. I'm going to ask you just to come and praise him and thank him and lift him up and make your petitions known to him. Because listen, I know one that can deliver you out of the cave. Listen, the promise of the palace seems so far away sometimes, don't it? Have you ever seen our world in the shape it's in? The confusion, the corruption, the chaos. Have you ever seen anything like it? Doesn't the promise of the palace sometimes seem so far away while we're dwelling in this old cave? Oh, David was hung up in that cave of Adullam. But David chose, instead of looking at all what the enemy was doing and all those bad things, he said, you know what? I'm not going to fix my heart on those things. I'm going to fix my heart on him. Woo! And I'm just going to praise him because God's been good to me. I believe there's some folks here tonight, God's been good to you. I believe he's saved you from hell. I believe he's wrote your name down in heaven. Listen, I remember the old story Mays Jackson told. I wasn't going to tell this, but it's good anyway. Mays Jackson said he went off to college. And while he was off at college, he said he had this old godless professor that got up and said, a lot of y'all come from rural homes, rural backgrounds, Christian homes. He said, I'm here to tell you God ain't real. Prayer's a waste of time and they ain't nothing to the Bible. At the time, Mays Jackson wasn't even saved. He said, I wasn't saved and I knew that wasn't right. He said, so I just raised my hand and said, Professor, I got a question. He said, go ahead, son. He said, well, growing up, he said, my daddy was an old sharecropper. And many a time, me and my little brother came to the table and we didn't have nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. And mama would say, boys, excuse me for just a little while. And he said, she'd go behind the outbuilding and she'd have a little time out there. And pretty soon she'd come back into the house and she'd be wiping tears saying, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, God. And she'd sit down at the table and say, boys, everything's going to be all right. And he said it never failed. He said every time there was a knock on the door, mama would open it up and there'd be somebody with some groceries. Professor looked at him and said, you got a question, son. He said, I sure do. He said, if God ain't real, prayer's a waste of time and there's nothing to the word of God, tell me, professor, who was putting the biscuits on my table? Amen. God's been good to me and God's been good to you. You may be in a cave tonight. You may be going through a storm tonight. The enemy may be coming at you with everything he's got, but I'm telling you, he's worthy. He is worthy. He ain't brought you this far to forget about you now. He ain't brought you this far to let you fall by the wayside. You just keep singing in the cave. You just keep singing in the cave. And I'm telling you, the promise of the power.